you are listening to Law and Gospel on the day after our 90th anniversary celebration, which was on Monday. Today's Tuesday, December the 16th in the year of our Lord 2014. And we have with us, because it's a Ruminations Tuesday and a time to do a hymn, the Reverend Mark Smith, and a happy Advent to you.
A blessed Advent to you, Tom.
And
great time of year.
I know you like the
season.
I
love Advent. I love Advent. I love Lent.
Yes. Because you can preach on Wednesdays too? Is that the?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I just love it. I love the season. I love the hymnody. I love all the frills of Advent and Christmas.
Well, it's a good opportunity. When's your service tomorrow night?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
And you're preaching.
Well, yes. I give short messages.
Oh, yeah.
Interspersed with a lot of singing.
Yes, like, for example, we need more money, and is that
no,
what
that, no, I don't
no,
do
no,
that.
Don't do that. Okay, all right.
I mean, it's true, but we don't want to say that.
speaking of short messages, if you're in the Emmanuel Olivet area this morning at 11 a.m., I'm doing a continuation of a Bible study on the two covenants, 9733 Olive. The Bible study is open to anybody in the city, and so we certainly welcome you. 9733 Olive is just a little east of Lindbergh on Olive. Emmanuel Lutheran Olivet. And if you would like to contribute to our program, checks are to be made out to Law and Gospel, and they go directly to KFUO, as well as you can go to our new website just for this, and it's lawandgospelradio.com. It gives you a number of options. You can give any amount, or if you give certain amounts, there are certain gifts we have for you. That's lawandgospelradio.com. What's the hymn for today we're supposed to look at?
O come, Emmanuel, a familiar Advent hymn.
And where does the term Emmanuel come from?
That's God with us. That's the it was Isaiah 7:14.
Right.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Exactly. All right. How come he's not called that? He's called Jesus.
Yes, but the very name means God with us. Jesus is the very Son of God. He is very God of very God. He is God with us.
Yeah, because Gabriel goes to Mary and tells her, and that which will be conceived in you, his name will be Jesus.
Right.
Now, the word Jesus actually comes from the Hebrew word Joshua.
Joshua, yeah. Yeshua.
Yes, and I found it interesting. Remember, I'm a super plagiarist, so I borrow
yes,
everything.
Yes, I know. Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yes. So one of the things I read once was there are many distinctions concerning Jesus. What are his two natures?
His two natures, true human and true God.
Yes, and then he's part of the Holy Trinity.
Right.
What are his three offices?
Prophet, priest, and king.
Yes. Now, did you know that in the Old Testament, there is a prophet, priest, and king, Joshua? The king's pretty easy, or the
yes,
leader, Joshua.
Right, right. Yeah, actually, we usually think of Joshua as being kind of a military leader, a general.
That's correct. Do you know what the priest and prophet is? It doesn't sound like Joshua, but it comes from the word Joshua, one of the Old Testament prophets, and it begins with H. Hosea.
Oh, Hosea.
Yeah, that's from the word Joshua.
Ah, uh-huh.
And then where's the priest? Well, guess what? When they came back to rebuild the temple after the Babylonian, the priest's name was Joshua.
Uh-huh.
And so you have a prophet.
I learn something new with you every day, John.
Yes, yes, yes. And next week we'll talk about whether I'm a sinner or not. Okay. that won't be
Well, you've
new.
Already admitted it to plagiarism.
That's true. Yeah, you see, I have to find some sin each week so I can join with the congregation in confessing. It's really hard.
It's really tough to find, though.
Yeah. It is, as a pastor, because you're so perfect. Ow. I just got a backache for some reason. Okay. Will you read the first stanza, please?
All right. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Yes, as you indicated, the word Emmanuel. Now, they spell it with an E.
Yeah, sometimes it's spelled with E or an I.
Or an I.
But always, I was just looking, always two M's.
Yes, because there are actually three Hebrew words here, as you already said. There's God, that's El, and then with us. So you are absolutely correct that the name Jesus, which means he saves, is God coming with us. That God became incarnate in the Virgin Mary. And this is an interesting, I think kids would have problems here. And ransom captive Israel. What does that mean?
Well, of course, he's talking about a ransom, of course, is the price.
Yes.
It's the sacrificial price that Jesus paid to redeem us from the captivity of the bondage of sin.
Okay, but who's captive Israel?
The church.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, anybody.
For that matter, really, he's redeemed the whole world.
That's right. That's right. That captive Israel means, although you are correct with the Israel, it would be referring to the church. But Paul makes a point in Romans 9, not all Israel is of Israel.
That's right.
And so here it would be talking those who are captive and captive by the devil.
Right.
Jesus himself says, I've come to destroy the work of the devil. That mourn in lonely exile here. Where's here?
In our sins. In this world.
That's right. In the world that we're in, kind of in exile.
Right.
I'm
but a stranger here. Heaven is my home.
Very good. That's a good one to remember. So that we're in exile because we're exiled from the Garden of Eden, going back to the Garden of Eden, so to speak. It's kind of interesting that when the Bible describes the new heaven we're going to, it's got a lot of the facets of the Garden of Eden in it.
The tree of life.
This sort of thing. Until the Son of God appear. Okay, stanza 2. O come thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. So wisdom from on high refers to?
It's Jesus.
Yes. A lot of wisdom language
right.
in the Old Testament. And he is really the personification
that
of wisdom.
That is right.
What's the opposite of wisdom?
The opposite of wisdom, stupidity, I suppose.
Well, the foolish.
Okay.
In fact, you know what the word is in the Greek, which I find very interesting? Moron.
Is that right?
That's the actual Greek word.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so they translate it as foolish. You know? But you got those who are Sophia, wisdom, versus
right.
morons. Well, the devil's a moron.
Yes, he sure is.
Yeah. Maybe kids need to know what is the definition of moron. Somebody just without knowledge, ignorant.
The opposite of wisdom.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it. Yes. Okay. Stanza 3.
O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times didst give the law in cloud and majesty and awe.
All righty. What's that referring to?
The Lord of Might, the giving, he's talking about, well, you've caught me flat-footed here, Tom. He's talking about, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
But the verse isn't talking about that yet. It's still talking. So the event he's talking about is Mount Sinai.
Right. I know that.
Yes. In ancient times, you give the law. Now, that's interesting. Who to thy tribes on Sinai's height. What were the tribes?
He's talking about Israel.
That's right. That's right.
12 tribes of Israel.
Real good hymnody always has law and gospel. So which part is this?
This is obviously law.
Yes. And even more importantly is the ending there, in cloud and majesty and awe. In fact, yesterday I did the Sunday school lesson for Issues, etc., and we were talking actually about the birth of Jesus, and we were talking about that the shepherds, you know, saw the angels.
Right.
But it also says, and the glory of the Lord.
Lord shone round about them, yes.
Yes. So I looked that up. What does that mean? And the best example was Mount Sinai.
Huh.
Remember, it talks about, in Exodus, the glory of the Lord, but it was in thunderings and lightnings.
Yes.
And
well, they were sore afraid, you know, terrified.
Yes.
Because of this, the glory of the Lord shining all about. You know, that brings up an interesting point. How rarely you find good artwork depicting that, you know.
Mount Sinai, you mean?
No, I'm talking about the angels, the multitude of the heavenly host, and the glory of the Lord. I mean, you don't find that. You find that on very few Christmas cards. And
you're talking not about the angels, but about the glory?
I'm talking, yeah, the glory.
Yeah.
And, of course, the multitude of the heavenly host. I always value that artwork when I see it.
Really? Okay, I'll have
Louise
draw one, and then we'll send it to you. You won't see it because it's so glorious.
It's hard to imagine what those shepherds saw.
In fact, the term glory of the Lord means he's actually present. And, for example, you can imagine that burning bush, how glorious that was.
Yes.
In fact,
was not consumed.
Well, the Discovery Channel is so crazy. They went through all the plagues and tried to give natural explanations.
Oh, yes.
And you know what this one was? That there are certain bushes near volcanoes in Syria, I think they said, or Saudi Arabia. And when the volcanoes bring up heat, the bush burns, but it never disappears. It just turns to ash. And so that's what they thought.
Trying to give a rational explanation.
Yeah, yeah. So
they don't believe the scriptures.
No, of course not. Well, this latest movie on Exodus, I understand, is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Boy. And, you know, we're going to do a movie on the Bible, and so you invite an atheist to do it.
Yes.
I mean, get serious. Boy. So the devil's really busy in Hollywood these days.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, doing these wonderful movies. I mean, Noah. I just learned so much from the Noah movie. Man. Ugh. Stanza 4.
You want me to read it? Okay. O come, thou branch of Jesse's tree, free them from Satan's tyranny, that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave.
Yes. All right. The kids will not understand branch of Jesse's tree. Who's Jesse?
Jesse is the father of David.
Yes. And,
of course, Jesus descended from Jesse.
Yeah, the house of David. That was really important also. In fact, that's mentioned in regard to Jesus a number of times, that he is of the tribe of Judah,
right.
House of David. And that's because
a shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse.
That's right. A shoot, and that's talking about a branch out of what appears to be a dead stump.
Right.
And so Jesus is the resurrection. So the branch of Jesse's tree, free them from Satan's tyranny, that trust thy mighty power to save and give them victory o'er the grave. Notice that we've moved into the Reformation theme that what saves you is your trust, which is another word for
faith.
Yes. We talked about that yesterday Todd had asked me, what are you going to say about the birth of Jesus? Everybody's got that memorized. What new thing can be said? And the point I made was, we don't want to give the impression to the teachers that as long as they tell the history of Christmas, they've done their job. Because nobody is saved by believing the history.
Right.
They're saved instead by trusting the
promises
connected
absolutely.
To the history. And so that's really quite a difference. And be that as it may, trust is the Reformation principle. I'll read stanza 5. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high and close the path to misery. Now, You know, the I'm not sure who the translator is on this. Oh, John Mason Neal. He's not as good as Winkworth because the rhymes aren't too good. Come and home, even though they have the last three letters, they don't rhyme. And then
that doesn't get in the way of the hymn, though.
That leads on high, misery. No, it's misery. It is really hard to translate in order to get good rhyme.
It reminds me always of that old hymn from the Lutheran hymnal, "Hear Our Solemn Litany," as people would say.
Oh, yeah.
"Hear Our Solemn Litany."
Yeah, so it can rhyme.
Yeah, I
found that.
Yeah, people will sing that every time.
Recent service on Jesus as the Lamb of God, we sang a hymn by Reverend Schmelder on Psalm 23. And every stanza did excellent work on rhyming.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a master.
Yeah, but will you take a look at some of these here? home and come. You'd have to say of David Combe, heavenly home.
It's pretty amazing, though, how, a lot of these hymns are translated, some even from Latin, and yet it is marvelous how the translator can make them rhyme as well as they do.
I think Catherine Winkworth was one of the best. She has a lot of hymns in here that she translated and does some great rhyming here. But getting back, it says, "Key of David, come." So what's that? What's the key of David? I'm asking you because I'm not sure.
You tell me.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, the key of David. I know it's got to be Christ.
Well, yes, because
he is the key.
To do what? The next line tells you. He's the key to do what?
Open wide our heavenly home.
Yeah, what do we call that? The office?
Office of the Keys?
Yes.
You think that's what it, well, I guess you're right. It is talking about
well, that's
that.
The only word I can think
key
refers to.
Office of the Keys.
And explain what the Office of the Keys
office
is.
Office of the Keys is the power that the authority that God gives his church, Christ gives his church, to remit or retain sins.
That's right. And he gave that to the disciples.
Right.
Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. And so good pastors use that, if you don't give more money, we're not going to... Wait a minute, no, that's not right. I'm in the wrong denomination.
You sure are.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, a coin into the coffer rings, a soul,
the soul from purgatory springs.
Yeah, so the Reformation really changed a lot
absolutely.
Of things.
Thank God.
Boy, so Jesus is really the one who holds the keys to open up heaven and close the path to misery. So... misery is what we experience here on earth. Yeah. And, I tell you, have you ever noticed Louise will cook me a meal and I don't like it? I mean, it doesn't taste that good. And I look at her and say, "This is good for me, isn't it?" She says, "Yes." All the food that tastes good, we call it comfort food.
Yes.
It's all bad for you. Like double cheeseburgers and french fries and milkshakes. And
there is one food I eat every day.
What's that?
And I eat it purely because it's good for me. And that's, what is it called now? It's a cereal.
Oh, it is?
All Brand Buds.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like eating sawdust. I can't stand it, but I eat it.
No. What's the periodical Synod sends out about health? I just got it yesterday, and I was reading it, and they were talking about... even wheat bran bread isn't good. It's got to be a certain kind. And so I collect articles. You know, there was a day when eggs were bad for you. Now they're good for you.
Now they say, oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, everything has switched around.
That's right.
Milk was bad for you. Now it's good for you. And I love
even red meat has gotten a raw deal. No
pun intended.
That
was well said. Well, I don't eat it raw. You know. All righty. Number 6, I'll read. O come, thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Well, the first question a child will ask, what's day spring? What would that be referring to?
Day spring from on high. That's...
Would that be the Morning Star?
Yeah, Morning Star, I was going to say, something like that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. But it would, that which springs forth day, brings forth day. Because...
Son of righteousness arise.
The verse makes the opposite, talks about disperse the gloomy clouds of
night.
Night. And what disperses them is the day spring from on high. So I would say that's probably referring to the Morning Star, but I don't think any child's going to know that. That's why parents should go over the hymns before they go to church, which means you phone up the church early in the week. Although, when do you guys your hymns?
Thursday.
So phone up Pastor Smith's church on Thursday, and they'll tell you what the hymns are. And then you should have a hymnal at home.
Absolutely. I agree. Everybody should have a hymnal in their home.
Yeah. Particularly these new ones. They've got the catechism in it. So many other things in it for you to take a look
Christian questions and their answers.
Yep.
To prepare for Holy Communion.
But notice again the law and the gospel. The law is we're under gloomy clouds of night. Well, we can't control our life. And death's dark shadows often interfere with our life. And therefore, the day spring comes from on high to cheer us by his drawing nigh. See, that's really interesting, that you don't have to die to get cheered. I believe the disciples hiding in the upper room at night were cheered when Jesus entered.
Absolutely.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
So it's something to kind of keep in mind that the goal of KFUO 90 years is to cheer people, or we usually use a different word,
comfort. Comfort.
Yeah. See, the word comfort is great when it comes to theology. It's just bad when it comes to food. Comfort food. Yeah, I was...
You always go back to food, don't you?
Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to heaven. You know, have all the White Castles you want. Boy, oh boy. But be that as it may, it's just really interesting how... things that are bad for you taste so good. And things that are really good are so expensive that are good for you. But be that as it may, will you please read the last stanza 7?
Okay. Oh, come desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease, and be thyself our King of Peace. Boy, isn't that appropriate for us these days?
How so?
With all the division.
Yes.
And the tension in our own St. Louis community.
It's just what happened in Australia.
Right.
You know, those...
And then Pakistan.
Yeah.
Was it Pakistan or Afghanistan?
No, you're right. It was Pakistan, the school you're talking about.
Yeah,
where all those
sad story.
When did that occur?
I think just overnight.
Okay. All right. Because I hadn't heard of it before, but...
Yeah.
The United States sent condolences both to Australia.
Right.
And then they said it could happen here.
Sure.
And there's no way to protect ourselves because a lot of times these are loners who just kind of get fed up with life and then they get with ISIS or whatever you call that group. And then they just go into a coffee shop.
Yeah.
You know, so it's impossible to stop that. But it's something that this verse talks about, that our sad divisions cease and be thyself our King of Peace. Now, the angel said, peace. Jesus says to the disciples, peace. But what kind of peace is he talking about?
He was talking about the peace, you know, be at peace, don't be afraid, you have been reconciled with the Father.
That's right. The peace is really that we're no longer at warfare with the Father.
That's right.
Because Jesus has forgiven our sins. It does have an impact. There's no doubt about it. In counseling, husbands and wives who go to church every week and raise their children properly, I rarely counsel them away from divorce. But boy.
A family that prays together stays together.
Well said. So there is a correlation.
Right.
Between the peace that we find in Christ and what goes on in the world at times, kind of thing to look at. Okay, we're at the end of time, but would you please once more talk about your worship services?
Yes, join us for our Advent service Wednesday at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you at Prince of Peace, New Sappington Road, just south of the Watson and New Sappington Road intersection in Crestwood. And Saturday we have a service at 5 p.m. in the evening, and then Sunday at 9 a.m.
And then the Bible class?
Bible class follows after the service at about 10:30.
What's the Bible class doing this?
Bible class, we're looking at Mark.
Oh, okay.
The Gospel of Mark.
All righty. On tomorrow's Law and Gospel, we're going to talk about 3:16. I know what you're thinking about when you think of 3:16, but a guest at our 90th gave me a sheet of paper, and it's really interesting. That's tomorrow's Law and Gospel. God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel on Worldwide KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.